Welcome to episode 1100, a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
I have known this man since my youth. I have watched the lines deepen on his face, the gray creep into his beard. And yet, through all the years, through all the trials, one thing has never changed. He walks with God. Even in a world like ours, Noah has always been different. While other men build their lives on power, he builds on faith. While others seek wealth, he seeks righteousness. And while they laugh, he prays. I have heard the whispers, the scoffing, the mocking behind our backs. Noah the preacher, they call him Noah the dreamer. I have seen the way they look at him when he warns them, the way their smiles twist with amusement or scorn. But he does not waver. I have watched him leave our home at dawn, standing before the people, pleading with them, calling them to turn away from the wickedness that consumes this world. I have seen him return at dusk, weary, discouraged, but never defeated. He does not rage at them. He does not curse them. He mourns for them. He mourns for what they have become. And now tonight, something is different. I saw it in his eyes, a quiet storm, a weight heavier than I have ever known him to carry. He said little, but when he spoke, his voice trembled, not with fear, but with awe. He told me that God has spoken to him, that judgment is coming, that a flood, an unimaginable, consuming flood will cover the earth, and that we must build an ark. For years, I have stood beside my husband, trusting his faith, sharing in his hope. But this is beyond anything I can understand. I try to steady my heart, to keep my hands from shaking as I think of what this means, to build something so enormous, to prepare for a disaster that no one believes will come, to face the taunts, the ridicule, the isolation, to watch my husband become the laughingstock of the world. And yet, I know him. I know the steadiness in his soul, the certainty in his steps. If God has spoken, then Noah will obey. There is no doubt in his heart. He will cut the wood. He will drive the nails. He will bear the weight of the scorn, the weariness, the uncertainty, because his faith is greater than his fear. And what of me? I have lived by his side through everything. I have trusted him when the world called him a fool, and I have trusted his God, even when I did not understand. So I will stand beside him still.
Noah, my beloved Noah, husband, father, preacher, son of the true and living God. Noah, I am blessed to be wed to Noah. He is my heart and I am his. Throughout my life, this much has been true. Noah has walked with God. Noah has loved his God. Noah has believed in his God, and he has found favor. God has called him in this time of wickedness. God has called him among an evil generation. God has called him to be different, to be faithful, to obey, overcome. I know him. I know the steadiness in his soul, the certainty in his steps. If God has spoken, then Noah will obey. There is no doubt in his heart. He will cut the wood, he will drive the nails, he will bear the weight of the scorn, the weariness, the uncertainty, because his faith is greater than his fear. I have lived by his side. Through everything I have trusted him, when the world called him a fool, and I have trusted his God, even when I did not understand. So I will stand beside him still. If he builds, I will build. If he believes, I will believe. If he obeys, then so will I. For if my husband walks with God, then I will walk with him. At his side, I will stand hand in hand. I will walk with him. I will worship. I will believe. I will be true. God has called him in this time of wickedness. God has called him among an evil generation. To be different, to be faithful, to obey. And so I will be different, I will be faithful, I will obey, I will be at his side.
Look at him. Look at that old fool, hacking away at his cursed planks, dragging those trees as if they hold some great mystery. Noah, the madman, the builder of ghosts and foolish dreams. How many years now? 50, 60, more. And yet he builds.
He preaches to you, know. Oh, yes, he does. He stands in the streets, in the markets, crying out like some broken prophet. He preaches warning us of doom, of wrath, of a flood, of flood. As if the sky itself will weep enough to drown the earth. As if the ground beneath our feet, firm as it is, will betray us to the water's madness. Says his God, his invisible, silent God, the God of Seth and long dead Adam, it's judged us that we are wicked. What need have we for Noah's ghost stories? Look around you, see the wealth, the power, the revelry. We have never been stronger, never been wiser, three. Yet there he is, with his sons, slaving away at that monstrous wooden beast, sweating under the sun, breaking their backs for will never come. He wastes his life for a promise whispered on the wind. And for what? To be mocked, to be hated, to be the jest of every feast, the shadow at every gathering. He calls himself righteous, yet he stands alone. And what man, I ask you, stands alone against the himself wise? Let Noah have his ark, let him have his fear. We will have our feasts, our wine, our pleasures. And when his boat stands empty, when the rain does not fall, we will laugh and he will know. The only fool in this world is the man who feared what never was. We'll be right back.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.